Hi everybody, this is Alan Elman, the Blue Collar Investor. Today we're going to discuss in Lesson 3 of the Beginner's Corner Information Series, stock selection using both fundamental and technical analysis as it relates to our covered call writing positions. First we'll start with, what is fundamental analysis? Well, it's a method of evaluating the financial health of a company by looking at things like earnings, sales, and assets. Years ago, we used to look at PE ratios, the price of a stock as compared to its annual earnings. PEs under 15 were considered fairly valued, over 15 too expensive. However, we were finding that many of the stocks with high PE ratios did quite well over time. So we started to factor in the growth of the company, and hence we came up with the PEG ratio, which is the PE ratio divided by projected earnings growth. Now, fortunately today, we have a series of online software screening services, so we don't have to look at financial statements and things of that nature. Some of them are free, some of them we have to pay for. Today, we'll discuss the ones that we use in the BCI methodology. And basically, there are three. Two of them come from Investor's Business Daily, a company I like very much. The first one is the IBD 50 index, which is published every weekend, and it favors companies that have high earnings and sales growth. I also use the IBD Smart Select ratings, which uses both fundamental and technical parameters. Companies that have the highest ratings in each of the six categories show green circles adjacent to the ratings. I want companies with only six green circles. And finally, I use the Stock Scouter rating system, which is a risk-reward screen, and basically it lets us know over the next 6 months the company's most likely to increase in value and with very low volatility, the higher the rating. I require a 5 or better. Let me give you the links to access this information. The two IBD screens can be found at investors.com. Now, you do have to pay for this screen. What I recommend you do if you're going to do the screening yourself is to sign up for the Monday special, where you'll get the Monday edition of the newspaper delivered to your home on the weekend, usually Saturday, and 24/7 access to their website. It'll cost a little over $200 per year. The Scouter screen is for free. Let me give you that website slowly. It's moneycentral.msn.com/stockrating/srsmain.asp. Now again, we require a 5 or better with the Scouter. Now if a stock is not listed in the IBD 50, it must pass both the Smart Select and the Scouter screens to remain in consideration. Later on, I'll show you the premium report published by my company that does the screening process for you. Next, let's talk about technical analysis. This is a method of predicting future stock price based on historical price movements. Basically, it's a price chart over time. And we could look at these charts and determine trend and price momentum. There are many great free sites that provide these charts for us. The one I'm going to recommend in this video is stockcharts.com. In the BCI methodology, I have selected four technical parameters. There are dozens and dozens of parameters. These are the ones that I've settled on for my covered call writing system. I will go over them briefly, but don't expect to master it from this video. This is just basically an overview that I'm giving you. The first one is moving averages. That will determine trend. We look at both short and longer term moving averages. I'll show you a chart in just a moment. The MACD histogram, that will determine trend and momentum. It's actually predictive of price change. If you could tell whether a bar is above or below zero, you'll be able to read MACD histogram. We'll also look at the stochastic oscillator, which is also a momentum indicator. Now, what it will do is it'll tell you within the last 14-day trading range where the price is at today. If you could tell if a line is going up or down, you'll be able to read a stochastic oscillator. And finally, we'll look at volume. And volume will be shown to us in the form of bars. And the higher the bar, the greater the volume. So if you see a change in moving average, MACD histogram, or stochastic oscillator on very high volume, it's more significant than if you saw a change on very low volume. So what I've done is created a chart that shows all these four parameters. And once again, don't expect to master this from this video, but what I wanted to do was to give you just a brief overview of what a price chart looks like and what it can actually do for you in your stock selection and buy-sell decisions. Where you see on the upper left 20-day EMA, the blue line, that's the short-term moving average. If you look left to right, you could see it's definitely trending higher, a bullish signal. Where it says 100-day EMA, that's the longer-term moving average, the red line, and that's also trending up. Now we want the shorter term, or the more recent prices, to be higher than the longer term. We want the blue line to be higher than the red line, and you could see that it is also a bullish signal. Now in the middle of the chart you see MACD and histogram, and I just want you to focus on the blue bars. Where the blue bars are below zero, that's a bearish or negative signal. Where they're above the zero line, that's a bullish or positive signal. On the lower right you see stochastic oscillator. Once again, that line tells us where the price is within the last 14-day trading range. When that black line is heading higher, that's bullish. Lower, it's bearish. And there are a couple of other key points in this stochastic oscillator that you're going to need to learn about, but we don't have the time in this venue, but I go into great detail in my books and DVDs on this subject. Finally, on the lower left, you see those volume bars, and once again, where they spike higher, any changes in the other parameters become a lot more significant. This is a picture of the premium report, and you can see from the thick black line, blue column at the top, those are the screens that we take the stocks through. And the ones to the left, you see things like fundamental and technical screens, and that's the smart select screens. Where you see risk reward, that's the scouter screen. To the right of that, you see price chart and MACD and stochastics, and those are the technical screens. So the premium report runs these stocks through the fundamental and technical screens, and in the next lesson, you'll see a few other common sense screens that we use in the BCI methodology. So every retail investor is capable of doing this screening process himself. It's not rocket science, but if you'd prefer us to do it for you, these premium reports are available. So let's summarize. Stock selection for covered call writing begins with locating the greatest performing stocks fundamentally, and that means earnings and sales growth. We then evaluate price charts for bullish trends and momentum. You can absolutely do this screening process by yourself. It's not that complicated. But if you prefer, we have a weekly report that will do this for you. In lesson 4, we're going to discuss some of the common sense considerations that also must be factored into our stock selection decisions. Take care, everybody.